Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining me on the Light Journal podcast. I'm Jamie Perez, and today I'll be discussing the idea of serving through manifestation. This is the seventh and last episode of the Seven Levels of Service series, so if you haven't listened to the earlier episodes, I do urge you to do so. In the last episode, I talked about how we serve through the bliss body by simply being. In this episode, I want to explore how we also serve through the bliss body by manifesting a new reality, by manifesting healing. Manifestation is a hot topic, even outside of the New Age movement. It's promoted in churches, in yoga, and amongst con artists of all kinds. Everyone wants to profit from this uplifting idea that we can have whatever we want. This isn't a new idea. As a child, I remember hearing TV evangelists promising that if you send them money, you'll get whatever it is that you wanted. Decades later came the Prayer of Jabez movement. They promised prosperity to everyone who repeated his magical prayer every day. Still later came the prosperity gospel that promised wealth to all true believers. In each case, whether by sending money, saying magical prayers, or possessing just the right combination of beliefs, we were promised that our deepest desires would become real. If we wanted wealth, a loving relationship, a job offer, a new home, they would be ours. What we weren't hearing in all of these messages is how we manifest all the time. At a quantum level, we're doing it every single day, all day long, without casting spells, paying anyone, or believing any one specific creed. We don't need any particular beliefs, prayers, or TV evangelists to effect change, because we're all creators. It's what we are. It's who we are. We're divine, and that divinity within us is constantly recreating the world. We don't recognize it because we haven't been taught that thoughts are power. We haven't been taught that we are creators, not just with what we say and do, but with what we think. Thoughts, just like words and actions, exist on a quantum level. Those thoughts are part of the universal field where everyone and everything exists. The quantum universe is full of particles, photons, quarks, and other subparticles that use our thoughts to create reality. Everything is interconnected and entangled with everything else. So whatever we think and do affects everything else. Whatever we believe to be true, we create and manifest into being. It's not just what we believe either. We manifest our expectations as well. Our thoughts, actions, beliefs, and expectations form our quantum reality. Well, needless to say, the more people that believe something is true, the more it affects the entire quantum universe. So I can already hear the question, if we're that powerful, how did the world get into the shape that it is today? To answer that question, we need to talk about fear. Fear comes from the unknown. And from illusions. You fear what you don't know or don't understand. Horror movies rely on it, creating masks to cover the person underneath, using shadows and darkness to keep us from clearly seeing what's there, and by altering common items or places to make them appear unfamiliar. All these things play on our fears of the unknown. And yet, if we saw that person without a mask, or we were walking through that site during the daytime and those items didn't have any of those strange alterations on them, we wouldn't even notice any of it. They would appear so commonplace that our gaze would sweep right over and past them. It's the illusions that sustain our fear. Illusions we have created with our thoughts, beliefs, and actions. This reality that we're experiencing, it isn't real. It only feels real. Because we don't know anything else until we do. That's why the seven levels of service requires us to remove our masks and illusions. Those masks and illusions sustain our fear of ourselves and one another. I'd like you to take a moment and just think about what that means. During my era, if you were reared in the church, then you were taught to fear yourself at every level. You were taught that your body's sinful and corrupt, full of evil desires. You were taught your heart can and will deceive you. You were taught that evil is constantly lurking around, ready to possess the soul of the unwary. You were taught to reject any and every voice in your head that doesn't align with the Bible, and that any spirit you see is a demon in disguise. In other words, the world is a terrifying place, and you are in a constant battle for your own salvation. But the problem is, you don't have anyone or anything to trust, not even yourself. But common sense in our daily experiences teach us something very different. It teaches us that we fear what we don't understand. We fear what illusions are concealing. So the obvious solution is to pull back the illusions and see what lies underneath. We have to pull back the lies that have been sustaining our fears and discover the truth. Because once we see under the illusion, fear is going to go away. Knowledge, true knowledge, erases fear, replacing it with peace. So how does all of this relate to manifesting in your reality or manifesting healing? I'm glad you asked. Our body possesses consciousness in every sentient cell. That consciousness is only feared if it's unknown or an illusion. But you can know it. Not only know it, but become one with it. The body's consciousness can become part of your own, giving you the power to manifest healing at the cellular level. This type of healing can come through medical or chiropractic professionals, self-care, hygiene. You can also give healing at this level by providing food, shelter, and other necessities to those in need, and by cleaning the rivers and creating wildlife habitats. We also possess an energetic consciousness. Most of society pretends that it doesn't exist, but when we feel emotions in a room full of people, or feel an unseen presence that's nearby, or sense movement that's outside of our field of vision, or if we feel like we're being pushed left when we want to move right, that's from our energetic consciousness. It's alerting us that there's more around us than what we can see with our five senses. This can be frightening, especially in a world that's full of masks and illusions. But if we work through the second level of service by becoming authentic, then we've already begun to feel the energy that's inside of us and all around us. And it's this energy that helps us to manifest healing for ourselves, others, and the earth. Energetic healing techniques might include Reiki, yoga, shamanic healing, grounding, chakra activations, and other things that I'm not aware of. But we also can heal at this level by just changing our attitude to one of gratitude. It enables us to lift up the energy of all those within our range of influence, including the earth itself. Now, when it comes to the mental body, it's not just about what we think, it's about how we perceive the world. A world that's filled with illusions sustained by our fears. Humanity created these illusions when they encountered the unknown, and they had to give a meaning or a name to those fears. Well, if we've worked through the third level of service, we began seeing beyond our fear-based biases, prejudices, and preconceived ideas of what's true. And that means the illusions are starting to crumble, revealing the lies for what they are. As for healing, we become uniquely qualified to help those who are dealing with the same issues that we've just resolved, whether we're talking about traditional counseling or non-traditional mental health modalities such as intuition, nature walks, introspection, meditation, journaling. As we release our illusions, we release our fears. And we begin to noticeably change. Our energy changes, and that affects the people and the world around us. We begin to manifest a higher vibrational energy that lifts up others, even as it lifts us. At the higher level of consciousness, having discovered the real you beneath all the lies and self-deceits, well, your awareness expands. What was hidden is revealed. your higher consciousness, intuition, empathic understanding, vision, and so on and so forth. If you're like most of us, though, you've been taught to dismiss your subtle inner guidance. You've been taught that reason is the highest form of thought. What you've been taught is to ignore your true self. Once you've begun developing your awareness of higher self, it takes time to recognize the difference between its voice and that of your human ego. From experience, I can tell you that one is pushy, critical, high-strung, and filled with worries and fears. The other is subtle, supportive, low-key, filled with peace and love. One is about doing, 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 and the other is about being. One is all about me, the ego. The other is about us, the entire person. As you begin developing your relationship, that voice becomes clearer and clearer. The separate bodies, or levels of consciousness, are beginning to speak with one voice. The war between them, that's going away. It was a lie. It was an illusion to make us afraid of ourselves and prevent us from discovering our power to manifest healing on a much greater scale. And lastly, we come to the bliss body. This is the consciousness that is in closest proximity to pure source. At this level of consciousness, it's difficult to know where your consciousness ends and source begins, because you're becoming one. When you speak, your words are healing. When you think, your thoughts are healing. When you act, your actions are healing. This becomes who you are, because that is who source is. At the bliss level, you heal by being present. You heal through your higher vibrations and energetic frequency. You heal because source shines through you, as you, and with you. Your presence changes the world, lifting everyone and everything within your range of influence. You become a blessing, an inspiration, and an example of what we can all be when we choose to walk through the seven levels of service. Thanks for listening. I'm Jamie Perez with the Light Journal Podcast. Subscribe if you'd like to be notified when additional podcasts are released. Blessings on your journey.